Pew Group, appointed to investigate the death of Savita Halappanavar, will publish its findings today. Keenly awaited by her husband and her family, it may provide further answers and will make what are being termed this morning significant recommendations. The man who led the review group is in Dublin and will publish his report after lunch today. RTE's health correspondent Fergal Bowers is with us now. Fergal, this report, this investigation of sorts has been keenly awaited, but we'll talk about it in a moment. First, remind us of who Savita was and what happened to her.
Yes, well, this case was first made public in mid-November by the Irish Times, and Savita Halappanavar from India, she was a dentist, she was 31 years of age, and living with her husband Praveen in Galway, who works in Boston Scientific. And on the 21st of October last, she presented to Galway University Hospital complaining of back pain. She was 17 weeks pregnant with the couple's first child, and she was found to be miscarrying. She was treated at the hospital but deteriorated significantly, and unfortunately a week later, on October 28th, died from sepsis, a severe blood infection. Her husband wanted answers from Galway University Hospital, and he went public after he felt he was getting nowhere, and a number of investigations eventually were set up.
There was an inquest and it returned a verdict of medical misadventure. There's a HICWA probe is still underway. The HSE assigned this review group. What is the role of this review?
This review was really to find out the factors which led to her death. In mid-November, the HSE set up this clinical review. It's a seven-member team chaired by Professor Sabaratnam Arulkumaran, a head of obstetrics and gynaecology at St George's Hospital in University of London. And its 108-page report is to be published this afternoon by the HSE. A copy was given late yesterday evening to the Praveen representatives.
Now, as you say, it's to be published, and Sir Arulkumaran is in Dublin today. Do we know, even though it's not yet published, have you managed to glean any information? Do you know about any of the recommendations in detail?
Yes, this report, it's a very complex and very detailed report. It finds that a key factor was inadequate assessment and monitoring. It says that given Ms. Halappanavar's condition, proper monitoring would have enabled the clinical team to recognise and respond to the signs that her condition was deteriorating, with infection being the likely cause. And it says this failure really was associated with the failure to devise and follow up a plan of care. Now, it says the risk of infection increased with time and after the spontaneous rupture of Ms. Halappanavar's membranes in the early hours of Monday, so that's the day after she was admitted to Galway Hospital. And the report refers to termination of pregnancy and concludes that there was a failure to offer all clinical management options for a patient who was experiencing inevitable miscarriage early in the second trimester and where the risk to the mother increased with time. And it says the Oireachtas should look at providing legal guidance in this area to clinicians. So that recommendation happens to come at the time of the publication overnight of proposed legislation on abortion. But the report also says there was a failure to follow up blood tests and a lack of accountability. We heard some of that at the inquest. The report finds there was a failure to adhere to clinical guidelines, the management of sepsis guidelines that existed in the hospital. And so that would have meant bringing in a multidisciplinary team very early on. It recommends that senior nursing and microbiology staff should have access to consultant advice if they need it. And then it calls for this early warning score chart to be introduced in all hospitals. This is the chart that sets out vital signs and how to recognise and respond to patients whose condition is deteriorating.
It also talks about access to charts and vital signs and talking about monitoring of patients as they are deteriorating. Are there elements of what are being recommended here that many would consider just to be standard practice?
Well, the early warning score chart was something in relation to maternity hospitals, that something the HSE promised and is due to roll out, but it still has not been rolled out nationally at all maternity units. And despite this case and despite the inquest findings, it still isn't in place in all maternity hospitals. So we will be looking, I suppose people will be looking to hear what the HSE has to say about that today. And the report also calls for the mandatory induction of staff nationally on the management of sepsis, including sepsis in pregnancy.
Does the reviews group report answer why Savita Halappanavar died?
Well, the report does not name names, and in truth, it does not attribute blame to people. It details failures at so many levels across Galway University Hospital. It is very serious for the HSC and the hospital. But I think we'll have to wait to hear later from Praveen Halappanavar if he feels it answers a key question. Why did Savita Halappanavar die, and could her life have been saved?
What happens now, Fergal? We've had the inquest, we have the HICWA investigation or inquiry still continuing, and now we have this review group appointed by the HSE completing its work. What happens next?
Well, a number of things will follow. The Galway Hospital, also from the Minister, as to what the findings of this report, because this report obviously has major implications for Galway Hospital. Introduced at this stage all of the recommendations that came out of the coroner's inquest. It should have, but has it? And then also, what are the implications for other hospitals and particularly maternity units around the country? And then we do have investigation.
Unfortunately, we're having severe problems with our communications there with Fergal Bowers. We'll leave it there for now. Thank you, Fergal. We'll be speaking to Gerard O'Donnell, solicitor for Praveen Halappanavar, later in the programme.